Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for January 22nd, 2018. In today's news, Schmersal has launched a Japanese subsidiary. EHC Global is now serving customers from a new quick service depot in Las Vegas. A zoning change will allow a Chicago high-rise project to move forward. And a developer promises Miami Beach-style living in Dubai.
The Schmersal Group has founded Japanese independent subsidiary Schmersal Japan KK, based at the same Tokyo location as the parent company's former sales office. Tetsuya Horimoto has been named its managing director, taking over from Dr. Takashi Kabe, who retired at the end of 2017 after many years as manager of the sales office. Horimoto is a tub safety certified engineer with many years of management experience in the automation sector. Horimoto said Schmersal Japan KK plans to hire engineers and grow physically, adding a warehouse that will facilitate faster deliveries.
EHC Global has opened a quick service depot, or QSD, in Las Vegas to supply customers throughout the Southwest with handrail replacement parts, offering EHC's SOS service that includes same-day delivery. The QSD is fully stocked with NT handrail parts for most brands and models of escalators and moving walks. Observing the new depot is strategically located to serve customers in Nevada, California, Arizona, Utah, and Idaho. EHC Vice President of Sales Patrick Bothwell said the expansion of the QSD network to Las Vegas reflects EHC's, quote, ongoing commitment to meeting the challenging and growing demands of the escalator maintenance market in the U.S., end quote.
One Chicago Square, a 76 and 49-story tower project in Chicago's River North, described by developer JDL as iconic, cleared a major hurdle on January 18th with the Chicago Planning Commission unanimously voting in favor of a needed zoning change, Crane Chicago Business reports. JDL hopes to break ground before the end of the year. Designed by Gotch Partners and Hartshorn Plunkard Architecture, the 740 North State Street development is to include approximately 870 apartments and condominiums, as well as office and retail space. JDL has agreed to pay for improvements along Chicago Avenue in response to concerns about traffic congestion.
Emar Development plans to bring what it calls Miami Beach-style living to Dubai in the form of the 10-million-square-foot Emar Beachfront, 33- and 26-story apartment towers on a private gated island off the coast, Arabian Business reports. Residents will have access to a 1.5-kilometer beach, beachside play areas, swimming pools, gyms, and podium parking. Describing Emar Beachfront as one of a kind, Emar Properties Managing Director Ahmad Al-Matrushi said the project offers people the, quote, opportunity to experience a new lifestyle. Sales launched in January. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.